100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Sure enough, it's time for another weekly challenge. This time, the topic is Kitty. Y'all came up with some really good stories for the weekly challenge. How about we listen to them? That sounds like a good idea.
Greetings, good people. Rick Thomas here from Fort Myers, Florida, with my offering for this week's weekly challenge on the topic of kitten. I titled this offering, The Adversely Located Tomcat Blues. Murray's mama was a lap kitty, fluffy fur, well-groomed, and sweet. One night, she slipped out the back door and found passion in the back alley. Murray was born 2 months later. His siblings, sweet and cute, like Mama. Murray was cut from different cloth. Fierce, violent, aggressive. Back alley wild. The way of the fang and the claw. Beast of the streets. Baptized in blood. Ferocity, savagery coursed through his veins. And yet, when the girl child gave him milk, scratched his neck, Murray would purr and purr. Murray hated that, but he lapped up that milk and purred.
Good morning, Richard here, and this is my story. It's called Sex Kitten. Take my advice and never marry a sex kitten. Don't get me wrong, it's a blast at first. The admiring glances and barely disguised jealousy of other men who can only dream of having what you do. The ill-concealed bitchiness of other women who wish they had her looks and style. It's great. But living with a sex kitten isn't quite what it's cracked up to be. Frankly, the novelty of emptying her litter tray every day has waned, and you never get used to seeing her hawking up a hairball on the carpet. And sex? One word. Claws. Okay, that's me done. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I dream of you in colors that don't exist, in sounds that are as silent as a forest full of life. I dream of you sitting next to me, cloaked in shiny certainty, wrapped in playful energy. I dream of you being you and jumping and running. I whisper 1,000 moments of you. I whisper and smile, desperately trying to keep you here. I breathe the past to escape the now, but you're not here anymore, and you'll never be here again, never again. I have to let you go, don't I? I just have to let you go. Whew. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I love my little kitten. He's so cute and playful, a lovable ball of fluff and mischief. I can't imagine what I'd do without him and his mad antics. And there's you, thinking I'm a horrible person, with no heart, or feelings, no conscience, or morals. Just goes to show how wrong you can be. It's true that I've tortured, murdered, and desecrated family, friends, and strangers alike, but I'm not all bad. My lovely kitten means the world to me. Best of all, there's nothing better than a cute little kitten to lure unsuspecting children to a horrible end.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is Cat Dharma. The kitten was not cute, nor particularly pretty. It looked like an assembly of damp pipe cleaners. It was alone, scared, and hungry. She, or he, had been dumped at the end of the street and had made its way to the safety of the back deck. We play a game of hide-and-seek. Because, if the kitten sees me, it will duck under the deck. I can't just leave cat food out. The deer, raccoons, chickens, and the woodpeckers would eat it first. So we play hide and seek at dawn and dusk. Sometimes the kitten wins, sometimes the deer's. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 757 with the prompt of kitten. Here's my story. When Bilbert didn't respond, the two sunglass-wearing agents moved a step closer. "Come on, boy, let's go," one of them said. Before he could get up, Durgle Vanderhoon stepped in front of him and said, "He doesn't have to go anywhere with you." One of the agents sneered, "Take your emotional support cat and get out of the way." Durgle was clearly offended. "This is no paltry kitten. This is the source of my superpowers, the powers of the wiener dog." "Yeah, right," the man laughed. "More like you have the powers of the Christmas fruitcake." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
"Beware of Kitty," says the sign on the fence. But I don't own a cat. I own a Rottweiler, and I named him Kitty. All capital letters, too, because I shout Kitty a lot. After words like sit and stay and kill. Kitty is usually well-behaved. I stress the usually. The postman started to carry mace, so I made goggles for Kitty to wear. Then, the postman started to carry a gun, so I made Kitty a Kevlar vest. I have a box at the post office now, and never get coupons or political shit hung for my doorknob anymore.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Kitty. Y'all came up with some really good ones this time. So, go ahead and just hit back and play it again. I'll be here. That's okay. Although if you play it again, you'll hear me saying, click back and play it again, and you'll be stuck in an infinite loop. Ha ha ha. I hope your Halloween goes safely and everything's fine. If it doesn't, it's not my fault. Oh, the next topic. Well, you can see that at the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Although I'll ruin the surprise for you, it's a pick two. If you didn't get the text or any of the whatevers or photo of a cat, that's all up at the website. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.